Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Stand up in the simplest of ways, even if it is just picking up a phone and informing that establishment that they are a business of public accommodation and are violating the rights. Ask them, if I was black, would you let me in? If I was gay, would you let me in? If I had one leg, would you let me in? How can you stop me for an illegal mandate? And by the way, I'm going to take legal action. Tell your supervisor. By the way, let me talk to him. These kinds of things are making a difference all over the place.
Hey guys, that was my friend Crow777, and I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. Just one note, Crow mentions several times at the end of this interview that if you want any of the documents or if you want to learn more, you can contact him directly. The email for that is contactrose777@protonmail.com. She'll provide you with the documents and templates people are using to resist the tyranny. All right, before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So, if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest, you get the security of knowing you're investing with a US-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv, and I'm very happy to have back on the line my longtime friend. It's Crow777. How are you, Crow?
Good, Sean. Thanks so much for having me back on. I hope all's well with you.
Well, I'm hanging in there. I had a personal experience that I'm not going to get into. It was a family emergency again, the second time I've had to fly out to Seattle to aid someone we care about deeply who has some issues, being on the spectrum, processing disorder, things like that. It's tough stuff, man. You know, I know you're struggling with your mom end of life stuff, really providing the care for her that she needs because you're a great guy, a good son. You love your mom. This stuff is tough, isn't it, Crow? I mean, we're all under a lot of pressure in this world, in this society, you know, whether it's employment, you know, marriage, family, kids, they're attacking us through the water, the mandatory vaccines. I mean, we're under so much pressure. And sometimes it just gets to be a little too much to bear, huh?
It can, but you've got to realize that this cycle too will find its end. Sanity will come back to itself at some point. But yeah, we're a million miles from normal. When my parents' parents were passing away, the things that you and I are dealing with children and the elders, was not an issue. It was so rare to see someone losing their marbles for whatever reason you want to say causes Alzheimer's or other things. It was a very rare thing. And now we're seeing so many new births being affected in this way. And damn near 80, 90% of the old people I'm seeing are being affected with what they call Alzheimer's or Parkinson. In my mom's case, she has both, according to the doctor.
Oh, it's just so difficult. So Look, for anybody listening who's going through tough stuff of their own, some of these things, you know, we don't share with others, right? Some of the stuff is so personal, you just sort of keep it, you know, within the walls of your own home. Because look, there's a lot of people, Crow, struggling with children that are now grown men, young men, with full-blown autism. I mean, you're talking a helmet on the child, the young man, banging his head against the wall, rubbing feces on the wall. These are the horror stories that sometimes come from the vaccines. Now, in my view, the childhood vaccines, the MMR vaccine specifically, is very suspect. And if I personally could rewind time, my boys would have never, ever gotten any of those shots. But now we can see them trying to mandate all sorts of shots. Of course, the childhood vaccines, and now the vaccine mandate for the COVID-19, quote unquote, vaccine, Crow. And it's causing healthcare professionals to have to quit and airline professionals to have to quit. And in a minute, I'm going to play a soundbite for you that I think will really shock the audience. But this is how far this quote unquote government has jumped the shark. They are unrelenting in their tyranny and their tyrannical despotic approach to quote unquote governing, Crow.
Well, I think we can make a few logical assumptions here. When we say government, we all think back to when some semblance of normal was in our lives. Is this really about a government? This is happening everywhere at different levels. So there's an overarching influence here that goes far beyond some supposed government's control. Whether they're owned or operated, it doesn't matter. They're off the rails. You're absolutely right. They're like a pack of wild jackals. But what people have to remember is you were granted the divine spark. You were granted free will by the creator. There is no higher court than that. And if you know that and you live that, you cannot be forced to do these things. I just did an episode with a young couple having their third child. And they created an affidavit, a statement of fact, and a birth plan. And they said, not only are you not putting anything into my baby, not the eye goo, not the shots, not any. As a matter of fact, the baby is so many weeks old. At the end of the interview, I asked how many inoculations would that child have got. I think they told me 18. And so they opted out of all that and they got pushback. But the moment they did the affidavit, the statement of fact, the birth plan, everyone backed off. And not only that, it went from a whole platoon of nurses to a single nurse. I kid you not. They said, as soon as that birth plan was proffered, oh, well, now you can only have one nurse. And that's a good thing, because now you're communicating with a single individual. And they did it. They had a child. They chose to get the birth certificate, and that's everyone's choice. But everything else, in the old days, they called what we called the afterbirth was the child's inheritance, particularly the call and the cord and the placenta. Those things are all taken, and it's weird what goes on with them. But they said, we're taking all that home with us. And then they tried to fool them about that. They didn't realize they had to have a cooler and there's all these rules. But we laid it all down in the show. So there are tools out there. If you don't want a medical procedure, the highest court said you don't have to. If you do not relent and you hold your position, those things don't have to be done. Now, dealing with people who want to end your employment, while I'm on the soapbox here, Sean, so many people were saying, I'm going to get fired here if I don't take this jab. And what we saw was all this clever language. We're taking you off the schedule. We're separating. Nowhere did it say fired. And each of those people that held their position that said, I don't understand. Tell me in writing, are you firing me because I won't take a shot? And most of those people were let fly by. Some of them were still separated, but now they have the tools they need to take legal action and probably get paid huge, unless the entire country comes tumbling down before that point. My point is, a lot of people are getting bullied and quitting their job because they think they have to. Not only do you not have to quit your job, you don't have to take any medical procedure you don't want. And that means everyone in your family. And that's what's been forgotten here. People have forgotten how to stand up for themselves. Anyhow, I'll shut up. I'm getting on a rant here.
No, I love it when you go on a rant, and sometimes I'll do the same, because we're passionate and we're passionate about these topics. And I want to share a little bit about my experience in Seattle, much of which was pretty shocking to me in a second. But first, let me do a screen share. So I believe everything you just said is correct. However, We are seeing doctors, anesthesiologists, nurses being walked out of hospitals by security because they refuse to take the vaccine. Okay, that happened specifically at UCLA's medical center, and an anesthesiologist live streamed it as he was walked out of the building. So I believe what you said is true, except for if you have a tyrannical, despotic employer, they will walk you out of the building. Meanwhile,
they will, Sean, but there's legal action that will follow this. There is no law that gives them the right to do what they've done. I think it's important. This is happening, by the way, in my state, it's happening too.
Yeah. And so meanwhile, GoFundMe takes down fundraising campaign for litigation over the vaccine mandate. The company now insists that it will only allow people to gather on the site if it believes their views are true and correct. This reminds me a lot of what happened to me over on Patreon, which terminated my account, which was in good standing, a week after YouTube terminated my account. So look, this is now affecting everybody from all walks of life, Crow, not just people on YouTube telling the truth about the Federal Reserve or the dangers of childhood vaccines or the issue with Pedogate. You know,
there's a worldwide coup d'etat going on. And what it amounts to is a technocracy, which is corporate. The idea that corporations control everything. And there's many reasons why they're going at it this way. But at the end of the day, the reason they're getting so far down the road is because they own everything. Can you get on a plane that some major overarching corporation doesn't own? Can you turn on a television channel or go see a movie that some major corporation isn't controlling? So what they've done here is they've decided to sidestep laws, and we are supposed to be a nation of laws, because they think they can. And I'm here to tell you, no, they can't. As long as there is a single court running in this country. And by the way, this is another proof. What did they do to due process during all this? They illegally closed the courts. Why? Because they couldn't have the due process. The due process is picking up again. Though there are people just like you and I who have sworn an oath that are in those courts, who have children, who probably don't want to see their country burned to the ground. My point here is there is no law that allows any of this, and there are plenty of laws that try to prevent all these things. This is going to catch up unless some major, major thing happens. But this isn't just happening here. This is happening all over the world, pretty much. And so my point is, the time is now to draw the line. If you see a bridge too far, will you cross that bridge, or will you say, no, that's where I don't go? This is the line in the sand. I know what's correct. I know what I believe to be right, and I'll defend it till my last breath. You know, I don't put much on social media. The other day, Rose sent me a clip of a mother telling her child that they'd won in court and he never had to wear a mask again. I think it got hundreds and hundreds of retweets. Why is it? How is it that every school district doesn't have parents going down this road? This is so rare that we see it. It tells you the apathy and the fear has ruled the day. Well, it's time for all that to go away. Your parents, you got to stand up. You got to use your courts. You got to try to go back to the rule of law. And if we continue to bend over and take what we're being given, we're going to have a corporate technocracy pretty quickly.
Yeah. Now I saw that clip and the young boy cried a little bit. He was so excited, right, about what he had heard about his mom defeating the mask mandates. And I think he said, it's going to be so weird to not have to wear a mask, right?
Therein is the trap, Sean. There it is. So there's a new life that's been gone where this kind of offensive criminal procedure is normalized in that child's mind. That right. child is saying it's going to be weird not to do this abnormal thing I'm now used to, which is basically, just so everyone understands, your breath is your spirit. That was a well-known thing in the early 1900s, particularly anyone who read the Bible. Your breath is your spirit, and you refresh your spirit every moment of every day. To put a fine point on what kind of a crime that is to do to young lives like that.
Well, that's 100% right. And if there is good news, Crow, it's that many, many parents are getting involved at school boards, so much so, and they're so fed up and angry about so much of this stuff, whether it's critical race theory being taught or pornography being peddled through cartoons to young grade school students or vaccine and mask mandates. They're showing up in droves at school board meetings. And what are the school boards doing about it? Well, the National School Board Association penned a letter reaching out to Biden directly, asking Biden to get the DOJ and the FBI involved and label these parents as domestic terrorists. So we're winning if they're taking steps as draconian and tyrannical as that.
Well, it's indefensible. Again, courts cannot come into this. Any normalcy that faces down this, it's going to fail. Truth needs no defense, and what they're pushing has no foundation of truth. So they have to do what they always do. They have to lie. They have to control. They have to try to close off your due process, which is against everything. You know, if someone would have closed the courts 20, 30 years ago in this country, there would have been hell to pay instantly. This is how far down the road we've come, but it's no mystery what's gone on here. Fauci, Biden, aren't both those guys, isn't their alma mater a Jesuit school? It's pretty clear what's going on here. And so all those years that just ran up, does everyone remember all the bullying? Bullying's bad. And look, everyone's bullying and you can't be a bully. What's driving? Do you see the double reverse? It is bullying from officialdom that is driving this whole boat. You can see what goes on. And those are just clever tricks. That's all they are. And anytime you face down a clever trick or a bully, that's going to crumble. And that's what's going on here. And for my part, I expect that the window for this smash and grab will begin to diminish as we head into the new year. That doesn't mean bad things aren't going to happen. You never know what insane people are going to do. But my point is it's time to quit being afraid, and it's time to mark in your mind what is true and correct and what is right and stand for it. If you don't stand for it now, there may come a day when you cannot stand for it. And so while we're posting this one clip of one group of parents in a school district who stood up and got what should have been done in every school district, you know, you got to look around you and realize this isn't up to someone else. This is up to all of us.
Yeah, it is. It's up to all of us. And I'll share a little bit about my Seattle experience in 1 second. First, another screen share. Judge orders United Airlines not to put workers seeking vaccine mandate exception on leave. United's actions have left plaintiffs with the impossible choice of either taking the COVID-19 vaccine at the expense of their religious beliefs and their health or losing their livelihoods. So at least one rational judge right there, Crow.
But we got to address what goes on in the media. The first time you read and see the words you just read and we all saw, it's shocking. Like, what the hell? How did we get here? But it's also doing another thing in our subconscious. It's normalizing the idea. So when we see that idea posted in front of us another 1,000 times, how shocking it is will slowly diminish. Let me use the state of Texas as an example. Texas stood up and said, oh, there's these abortion things we don't like going on. We're very conservative and we're going to pass these laws that are 100 miles away from these abortion things we don't like. You know what that means? That means that that's going to the highest court. And what that means is if the highest court knocks it down, then every state in the union is under the aegis of that thing Texas claimed they didn't like in the first place. And by the way, they just did it again with the vaccination mandate, all the mandates around vaccination and masks. They said, that's enough. That's it. I'm putting out an executive order, which, by the way, executive orders are illegal for a governor or a president or anyone to do to the people. They are not dictators. But what he was doing is saying all these illegal things are happening. So I'm telling all these illegal things to stop. I'm not even sure it's 100% legal. The point is that's going to the high court eventually. If the high court that is stacked and always has been stacked decides to say, nope, Texas, you're wrong, then almost certainly what it means is all the people pushing to end mandates will suddenly have the problem of the highest court reversing a decision and trying to blanket the entire nation. This is the trap we're all in. So to count on the Supreme Court or something else, we should be able to. But when a nation stands up and the majority of us say this is unacceptable, then it becomes unacceptable. We can't rely on what apparently looks like Texas doing the right thing. Are they? Are they doing the right thing, or is this another double reverse? There's no one listening that can answer that. The moment I had my suspicion, I didn't need to know anymore. I'm not counting on that as my big savior. Some governor finally did the right thing. Where the hell was he 2 years ago? Here's the point. When we all quit fighting with each other, quit being red and blue, quit being whatever it is that offends us about our brothers and sisters. We begin to come together, and then we can establish what's acceptable and what is not. Division has driven so much of this, but you got to be careful with that damn news, because the news ain't here to help us.
No, it's sure not. And let me tell a little bit about my Seattle experience now, Crow. It was shocking to me that, and I guess I may as well do another screen share so you can see who one of these enemies of freedom is, Jay Inslee of the Democratic Party. Now, I think you were alluding to Greg Abbott down in Texas doing some things that make sense for those who care about freedom. Now, in Washington, what this worm has done, Crow, is he's mandated, show me your papers, please, if you want to get into a restaurant. And I experienced this firsthand. Now, Seattle is not nearly as nice now as it was 3-4 years ago when I also had to go there for a family emergency. Okay. We went to a part of town where it was once thriving, and now some of the draft houses are out of business. Other businesses have closed. It looks more run down than it did then. And the few restaurants that were open require proof of vaccination if you want to eat inside. However, if you want to eat out in the street like a dog, they're fine with that. You can get the food. They'll bring it out to you if you sit outside. But if you want to go inside to sit where it's nice and warm, you have to show vaccine papers. And there was a young Asian couple right before me that were gleefully willing, and they brought up their proof of vaccination on their iPhones to present to the little despotic hostess.
So the first person that wants to be an adult and informs them that they're violating their rights and informs them that I'm going to take legal action against you is going to start to turn the wheel again. When 10 adults show up there in one night, they're going to start to change their tune. When people start filing affidavits and statements of fact and letting them know that I'm taking you to court for violating my rights, that will all go away. And the simple truth is because they can't point to a law that gives them the right to treat somebody differently. It is no different than saying you're black, you're not coming in. You're gay, you're not coming in. You're white and I don't like white people, you're not coming in. It's no different. These are all establishments of public accommodation, and it has been well established that they have to treat everybody equally under the law. On the face of it, this is a violation of civil rights that would have raised holy hell a decade or two ago in this country. And what it comes down to is, while we sit here and bitch about the reality you're describing, how is it that 10 adults have not gone to that restaurant and said, I've had enough? Because until people do, this is a smash and grab. Until people stand up and say, no, I have rights here, this is going to go on. This is how a corporatocracy works. See, we control all the businesses, so we don't have to listen to the laws. We'll monopolize everything here shortly, and then who's going to tell us boo? Nobody. This is what we are talking about. Let 10 adults show up at that restaurant on a single night and inform them, you're violating my rights, and I am taking action, and that will go away quite quickly.
Well, I posted about that experience on Gab. If I could find it, I'd put it up here. I had posted on Gab that Seattle is toast, because everybody seems really willing in that city to play ball. They're on board with it. They're on board with the tyranny. And that's the problem. I think when a population gets brainwashed enough, as may be the case in some uber liberal cities like Seattle, of course, not everybody in Seattle is brainwashed, but at least where we were, they're on board with all this tyranny, man. They love it. They just absolutely love it. And then at the hotel, I was having conversations, or at least attempting to have conversations with people saying, don't you think this is kind of madness? I mean, does anybody worry about the vaccine dangers? Does anybody care that it's an experimental vaccine? And people would look at me like I had two heads.
Well, those may be people that are not going to be here a lot longer if the show that I just ran today has any accuracy. The mortality rate for some of these things is incredible. The point here is simple. If you are an adult and you have a moral compass, and your moral compass is pegged to north, you won't tolerate things like this. When you're confronted with them, you will take action. When there are more people with moral compass than people who are sleepwalking, things will change. But as long as people are more than happy to pony up, there's nothing going to change here. The steamroller will roll. But again, this cycle is not going on forever. And when there is no foundation of truth, then what it means is this is a foundation of lies, which means it has to be protected at every minute of every day. And so few people standing up would begin to change this. And by the way, who knows what the window on that is? Will we get to a point when there is no due process because they just decide to close the courts 3 days a week, which means the backlog will take the rest of our life? This is the point. If we all stand up, if we know a thing is wrong and we stand against it, that's how this changes. There's no fancy government. There's no fancy anything coming. The governments we have sat here for the last almost 2 years now watching this happen and in most cases contributing and also doing things that are absolutely against the idea of a constitution or any other thing, like a governor giving dictates. Governors are not dictators. They have the power to dictate to their office and the people that work directly for them. They have zero legal authority to dictate to the people, a bit like when a president in what was it, the 30s, told us all we couldn't have gold anymore. That was an act or a dictate. It was all illegal, and it was shown to be illegal later in the Supreme Court. So the same problem existed. Where were the people at that point saying, no, this isn't right? I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to take action.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5 ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, I think it comes down to education. And honestly, not to put myself on any sort of pedestal, this is just an anecdotal experience I had. Did sort of make friends with a couple of guys at the bar restaurant there, sitting at the bar. Monday Night Football was on, and talked to a guy from New York who now lives in Hermosa Beach, California. He did take the vaccine and he regrets it now for a number of reasons. But as we were talking about it, after about 20 minutes, he asked if I was a doctor. And I said, no, why? And he said, well, because you're using language doctors would use. I guess I was informing him about a lot of things that he didn't know about the experimental nature of the Pfizer and the Moderna jab. He took the Moderna, by the way. I did find that Gab post about my experience there. And I wrote, so I was forced to fly out to Seattle today. What a shit show. If you want to eat inside a restaurant, you must show your kill shot vax proof papers or no food for you. And the sheep here are happy to comply. I haven't encountered one single person who has an issue with it. When I asked the woman at the hotel front desk if anyone cares or even knows that the vax is experimental, she shrugged and eyeballed me like I had two heads. Seattle is toast. And I share that with you, audience and Crow, because I think now people are going to have to vote with their feet. They're going to have to leave the cities and states that are overtly tyrannical and are toast and move to places where freedom is cherished. Well, or stay and fight, maybe. But boy, you're outnumbered in Seattle, man. You're outnumbered.
So this city's a problem now. So now you can keep it. I don't agree with that assessment. And I'm sorry, with all due respect, that city belongs to the people, like every city. People need to stand up and say, knock this off. People need to stand up and say, show me the law that gives you the right to do what you're doing. That's what needs to happen. Because if we slowly walk away from this major city and that major city and finally find one we're happy with, isn't the writing on the wall? If there's 10 major cities that we've walked away from, how can anyone have confidence that there will ever remain one that we're happy with? You've got to put your flag in the ground. You've got to call them out. Show me the laws that allow you to do this. If you cannot, I'm taking action. You can file affidavits, statement of facts. You can take them to court. You can do any number of things. You can simply notify them that you're planning to take legal procedures because they have violated the right. Just imagine a restaurant owner getting 20 calls in a night from people threatening to take legal action because their rights were violated at the door. Suppose something might change. See, the problem here is the lack of, is the inaction. Like you said, I saw all these people perfectly okay with it. You know, there's a thing that nature teaches us is true. It's called survival of the fittest, right? It's not the toughest zebra at the watering hole that gets whacked by the lion. And there is a reason for that. There will always be a reason for that. So here we are. And those of us who know better and we don't stand up, what are we doing? Are we prepared to give Seattle up? What's next? Should we just walk away from LA and San Diego? How about Chicago? Should we give them Chicago? What, are we all going to crowd into Texas and hope to hell that Texas isn't pulling or double reverse on us with their sensible attitude towards abortion and their sensible attitude that should have been applied a year and a half ago to vax mandates? You got to logically work this out. If we start to give away ground, then this game is already over.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with your assessment. I'm just telling you, as somebody who had to visit Seattle for 3-4 days, there's no way you could get me to live in that hellhole in perpetuity. So, and that's the problem. That's the problem when despots, when communists, when Marxists capture a territory, when they capture an entire city, when the whole entire apparatus is corrupt and Marxist, like it's very, very difficult to take back. So I'm just telling you from my personal perspective, I could not live in a hellhole city like that where they treat people like cattle and the cattle seem to enjoy being treated like cattle. It's quite shocking.
But what do we know about cattle though? They're not around for long, are they? Those cattle are headed for someone's dinner table. This is no different. And you know, what's that old cliche? Those who give up their freedom for security deserve or have either. That's what's going on here. And so I think you and I both know the truth. Are we going to dance around it like it's not true? There's going to be a lot fewer people here in the future. There's already probably a lot less. Haven't you picked up your local paper and seen the ridiculous story in the news that nobody can find anyone to hire? And it's all because they're afraid of the Delta variant. No, I'm sorry. That's not what it's about. It's because you evil bastards are so clever. You're breaking the system behind you to try to get what you're after. The reason nobody can get hired is because you're firing everyone or implying they're going to be fired unless they take a shot they don't want. And on the backside of that, you're handing out free money at a level that also makes people think I'd rather just stay home and play my Xbox. But again, we're back to survival of the fittest, aren't we? At some point, there's going to be a reckoning here. And which way it goes depends on every single one of us. Altogether, we make up the so-called country. Altogether, we make up any individual city. And this, I mean, we're going to get what we deserve. If we don't stand up and demand what's correct, then what's correct is never coming.
All right. One last topic I want to share, and it really, I think, speaks to the nature of a criminal government. So remember when I mentioned the school board, National School Board Association, reaching out to Biden directly via a letter begging him to label informed, angry parents as domestic terrorists? Well, here's another example of out of control criminal government. This is a nurse who was forced out of her job because she refused to take the quote unquote vaccine that was mandated by her employer. And then she discovered a chartered bus at the hospital. She approached one of the nurses on that bus, and this is what she found out. Oh, and before I play this clip, Crow, you guys may have caught a clip I played from Jeff Rentz in a recent video in which Jeff Rentz is explaining how many different people and agencies are exempt from the vaccine mandate, including Congress and their staffs, etc. Listen to this.
I said, so where are you from? I mean, what hospital are you from? And she says, no, I'm with FEMA. Okay, guys, did you hear that? Disaster relief responders, nurses. I said, you're with FEMA. She said, yeah, all of the nurses that are on this charter bus, everybody from this charter bus, they're from FEMA. I said, oh, okay. I said, who's the head of FEMA? I'm playing dumb because I just want to get as much information as I can, because this is very, you know, we had heard conspiracies, or maybe we'd heard things last year that FEMA could, you know, become our, you know, getting to the hospitals or whatever. So again, I asked the question. So now I'm really, you know, wanting something. So I said, hey, so is FEMA requiring you guys to be vaccinated? All the nurses and doctors from FEMA. She goes, oh, no. It's a choice. I said, I'm sorry. I'm confused. I said, you're going to do the same job in the same building with the same patients treating the same illness as the doctors and the nurses who just were employed at this hospital and left because they were being required by their employer to be vaccinated.
And they are not mandated to take the vaccine at all. It's a choice for that nurse who works for FEMA. So this really is deep state, FEMA being deep state, secret government stuff, shadow government stuff, Crow. And so, you know, I just wanted to wrap up our conversation by playing that soundbite, because it just illustrates what we're up against. And in my view, as I've said in many interviews prior to this one and with you before, the quote unquote government has turned overtly criminal at this point. It's completely illegitimate on a federal level.
I guess I'd take it a little further. That's been true my entire lifetime, because if I'm not mistaken, JFK is the guy who put things like this on the rails. The most weenie-ish remembered president is probably Jimmy Carter. He stacked more trilateral commissions than anyone ever did. Each one of these guys has played their side of the coin. They've put on their flavor, whether it be red or blue, and they've all headed to the ending game that started in 2020 on 3/11. This is, for a logical mind, think about how we got here and think about each side of the coin that contributed to get where we are, even just since 9/11. How many presidents do we have since 9/11? Are you going to excuse any of them from what's going on here? I'm just saying, if you don't stick up for what is correct, then what is correct is going bye-bye for a lot of people. But the fact that they're bringing in workers and telling them you don't have to tell the inoculation should be all you need to know. And by the way, if the creator is the highest court, don't you suspect that there is no higher value that you could stand for? Don't you suspect, when the cards and the chips are down as bad as they can get, that if you have stood on a just and correct path, that you're going to be okay, that another window will open for you? Because if you don't, then I don't know what you think is going on here. It's simple. If someone violates your rights, notify them that they are violating your rights and that you are going to take action. And even simply getting people to call a restaurant 20 times in a night to say, knock off what you're doing. You're a public accommodation business. You got to treat us all equally under the wait for it law, or we're going to take action. Even if people didn't take the action and took the time to call in all over hell and gone, because that's where they are right now, this will have an effect. Look at Peggy Hall out there in Orange County. Orange County is a big freaking place. Peggy Hall got enough people motivated to reverse the mandate at nearly the beginning of this thing. How come that didn't happen in every county? That's all it would have took. We're all sleepwalking here. And then when we see things we don't like, we continue to sleepwalk and bitch about it. For my part, I spend 7 days a week trying to help people realize what's going on here, offering solutions, showing legal ideas that have worked, showing young adults having their third child and doing it free of an inoculation happy system that has mandated something like 60 inoculations by the time that child's in its 20s. There are choices here, and they're getting to be harder choices. If you don't stand for what's correct, then you have no room to bitch about what's not correct. And it's really about that simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And it's really about education, you know, reaching out to people whenever you can, like I was trying to do at that bar and explaining to that new friend of mine from New York do not take a booster. He said, I will never take a booster. I just wish I hadn't taken the original Moderna vaccine. He really regrets that. You mentioned Peggy Hall. You're right. She's a warrior for truth, as you are, Crow. Oh, go ahead. And then
let me add something. I just did an episode today. And when you first hear the first part of hour one on episode 359 with Dr. Artis, he's going to say virus a lot of times. Just bear with it. It all gets addressed. In the second hour, he gives out cocktails for those who have been damaged by inoculation recently on ways they can start to undo that damage. That's in the second hour. And it's not hard, man. It's things like vitamin C. It's things like iodine. I forget the four things he lists out. And by the way, if you're not a member, shoot a damn email to the general email on my site, and Rose will tell you everything you need to know. This is not a sunk ship, and we are not beat dogs. If we keep acting like beat dogs, eventually we're going to be beat dogs. We're human beings. We carry the divine spark and free will, and no other living thing here has that. Just stand the hell up and stand for what you know to be true and correct. It's that simple.
Absolutely. And I'll paraphrase that anesthesiologist who was walked out by security from UCLA hospital, who said at the end, united we stand, divided we fall. And he's 100% right. Now is the time to mark that line in the sand and stand together. You mentioned, was it Dr. Artis? Is that who you just talked to?
Dr. Brian Artis.
All right. So that's part one. And you guys can find that, I believe, at crow77radio.com, is it?
Correct. First hour is free. Membership gets the whole thing. But again, if you feel like you've been damaged, just send an email to the general contact. We'll get you the information on what the doctor recommended if you've taken the jab and feel like you've been damaged. And it's holistic things, you know, where he's the guy who doesn't accept germ theory. Well, he wouldn't have been on my show if he did. But the point is he does what all the real health people do. They give you natural remedies that can help to undo damage. And, you know, don't just because someone got jabbed, don't throw them under the bus. Those are human beings. Do what you can. Help everybody.
Absolutely. And guys, it's crow77radio.com. You can listen to the first hour for free and sign up to support Crow, and then you can get everything. You can hear all the interviews in their entirety. Our guest has been Crow. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm sorry to hear about all your troubles, but just wait. You'll watch. You know, this is probably going to be a rough fall and a rough winter. When people go for the iron grip, they're not giving up anything easily. But I'm here to tell you, you can either be in charge or you can be a victim. And if people decide they're tired of this and stand up in the simplest of ways, even if it is just picking up a phone and informing that establishment that they are a business of public accommodation and are violating the rights, ask them, if I was Black, would you let me in? If I was gay, would you let me in? If I had one leg, would you let me in? How can you stop me for an illegal mandate? And by the way, I'm going to take legal action. Tell your supervisor. By the way, let me talk to him. These kinds of things are making a difference all over the place. And I, you know, we don't control the news. That's the big problem here. The news will have you believe that this game was over a year ago, and it's not true. We don't have mass communication, and that's what's made this so difficult. But this has not gone over in any dreamy way that they ever dreamed for. I sit at a podcast that goes out all over the world. I get emails from every corner of this world. And this is not a runaway. Not yet, anyhow.
No, I agree. Look, at this point, it's either the Great Reset or the Great Awakening. That's the choice. That's where humanity is heading. People like Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and Klaus Schwab. Okay, these are weak, weak, ugly men. And humanity, boy, humanity's beautiful, Crow. I mean, the human spirit, the vitality, the glow, the human spirit, the divine spark. There's just no way these people can defeat us if we all stand up and wake up our friends and neighbors. All right, rant over. Crow, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, thanks so much. I'll catch up with you soon.
All right, God bless. And friends, thanks so much for tuning in. A special thanks to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. We really do appreciate everyone for listening and tuning in every single day for free at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. And stay tuned for a sneak preview of what's coming next on the propaganda antidote after this brief word from our sponsor. Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Coming soon to the propaganda antidote.
Now, the only reason why this hasn't happened in America, the only reason why the Biden administration hasn't sent its stormtroopers into people's houses to forcibly vaccinate them, is that there's 450 million guns in the hands of the American citizens.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.